بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب التوبة قال العلماء التوبة واجبة من كل ذنب فإن كانت المعصية بين العبد وبين الله تعالى لا تتعلق بحق آدمي فلها ثلاثة شروط. The last occasion we began with this chapter on repentance. First was the chapter on ikhlas and sincerity that has been completed. The second chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions in his kitab is the chapter on repentance. The ulama have said that tawbah is wajib, is compulsory from every sin that a person commits. However, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in the introduction has in great detail mentioned that sins normally fall into two categories. The first type of sin, فَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَةُ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, is what we refer to as hukukullah, that is when the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been transgressed. So he says if the sin committed is a wrong between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has nothing to do with the right of any human being, then for this type of tawbah or repentance that a person makes, it is essential that three conditions have to be found. أَحَدُهُوَا أَنْ يُقْلِعَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. The first condition is when a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. You're asking forgiveness for a wrong that you are doing. Some transgression, some command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been broken. So it is essential at the time of asking tawbah, at the time of asking forgiveness, that first you have to desist from that wrong. It's not a situation where you are carrying on with whatever wrong you are doing and you are saying, Ya Allah, forgive me for the wrong. At the time of the tawbah, stop from the wrong. The second, أَنْ يَنْدِمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا. The second condition, and you will find that each of these conditions are logical. Tawbah is repentance. You're saying, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Forgive me. So for that sorry, there has to be remorse. There has to be regret. So the second condition is that a person in his heart must regret the wrong that he did. We find that this is actually, in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this as one of the signs of iman. إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنْتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سِيَّتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنِ. He said that whenever you do something good, if you get happy, and whenever you do something wrong, you become sad, this is a sign that you are a mu'min. So if somebody did some guna, did some wrong, he should genuinely feel sad in his heart. So when you're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, that nadamat, remorse, regret has to be there. The third condition, وَالثَّالِثِ أَنْ يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا فَإِنْ فُقِدَ أَحَدُ الثَّلَاثَ لَمْ تَصِحَ تَوْبَتُهُ. He says the third condition is that at the time of tawbah, at the time of seeking repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there should be a genuine intention not to revert back to the wrong in the future. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, but I'm going to carry on doing it. That doesn't make sense. Then the person is actually making mazak. He's making mockery with Allah ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it again. That is essential. Then, in fact, Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say this intention not to revert back to the wrong that you are doing has to be so strong, like when the milk comes out of the teat or the udders of the cow, it is inconceivable that the same milk will return back. He used to say to that extent, we have to genuinely feel, make this intention that, Ya Allah, I'm not going to revert back to the wrong. وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَةُ تَتَعَلَّقُ بِآدَمِيٍّ فَشُرُوتُهَا أَرْبَعٍ. The second type of sin a person commits is where the wrong that a person has done involves another human being, what we call hukukul ibad. He says for this type of tawbah, there are four conditions for it, for the tawbah to be acceptable. هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَ, the three that we have mentioned, stop what you are doing, have regret, intend not to revert back to it. And the fourth, أَنْ يَبْرَعَ مِنْ حَقِّ صَاحِبِهَا فَإِنْ كَانَتْ مَالًا أَوْ نَحْوَهُ رَدَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. That is, that you have to emancipate yourself from the right of the person that you have transgressed. Now when you have done some wrong to your fellow human being, there are different types of wrong that you can do. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, enumerated them. First is maybe there was some wealth of this person that you usurped. So if you have taken somebody's wealth unjustly, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ مَالًا رَدَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, then return it back to him. And if you cannot return it back to him, then at least make some arrangement or speak to him about it. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ حَدَّ قَذْفٍ وَنَحْوَهُ مَكَّنَهُ مِنْهُ أَوْ طَلَبَ عَفْوَهُ. If you have slandered this person, then give him the opportunity to seek retribution for the slander that you did, or seek his forgiveness. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غِيبَةً إِسْتَحَلَّهُ مِنْهَا. If you have backbited about this person, then ask him for forgiveness. وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الذُّنُوبِ. It is essential, wajib, compulsory that you seek forgiveness for every sin that you commit. فَإِنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْضِهَا صَحَّتْ تَوْبَتُهُ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الذَّمْ وَبَقِي عَلَيْهِ الْبَاقِي وَقَدْ تَظَاهَرَتْ دَلَائِلُ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَإِجْمَاعُ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى وُجُوبِ التَّوْبَةِ. He says you must seek forgiveness for every sin that you commit. Sometimes we have this attitude or idea which he refers to here. There's certain things that we want to carry on doing, certain things that we feel are gunas. So we make tawbah from something and we leave out other things. He says that if you do this, then hopefully whatever wrong that you have made tawbah from, Allah will forgive you. But the balance will still remain upon you. And he says the proofs are absolutely clear from the Quran, from Sunnah, from Ijma, consensus of the Ummah, that tawbah is wajib, it is compulsory, that we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for the wrongs that we are doing. Qala Allah ta'ala, he mentions a few verses in the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about tawbah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. This is a direct implicit command. وَتُوبُوا, Allah is commanding you, make tawbah for all, make tawbah to Allah ta'ala, every one of you, O believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And one of the benefits of tawbah is mentioned in this verse of the Quran. Allah says, so that you become successful. First point we have to understand, my respected brothers, as I have reiterated a few times, that tawbah is wajib, it's compulsory. It's not something that we have a choice about. We have to constantly be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. That forgiveness should be found with these conditions. For example, the days of Hajj have just completed. Hajjis have returned. We find one of the great a'mal of Hajj is to make tawbah. But if you look generally in the lives of the Haji, before Hajj, after Hajj, is still the same. Why? Because the tawbah that we are making, the type of tawbah that we are making, is not actually what is tawbah. Rabia Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِذَا اسْتَغْفَرَ بِالْلِسَانِ وَنِيَّتُهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الذَّمِ فَإِنَّ تَوْبَتَهُ تَوْبَةَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. She used to say, if a person say makes istighfar, makes tawbah with his tongue, and in his heart is the intention, like most of us, Allah forgive us, that I'm going to carry on with what I was doing before. She used to say, فَإِنَّ تَوْبَتَهُ تَوْبَةَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. This is the tawbah of a liar. Someone told Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, that جَزَاءُ الْحَجِّ الْمَبْرُورِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ, that the recompense and the return of Hajj al-Mabrur, accepted Hajj, is that Allah will make your maghfirah, Allah will forgive you. So he said, آيَةُ ذَلِكَ, what's the sign? What's the sign that the Hajj that you made is Hajj Mabrur? Or what's the sign that the Tawbah you made is acceptable to Allah Ta'ala? So they said, tell us what is the sign. He said, أَنْ يَدَعْ سَيِّئَ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَمَلِ. He said that the sign that your Hajj is accepted, your Tawbah is accepted, is that your life before and the life after is not the same. That you leave out the Kabira Gunas, the major sins that were there in your life. This is a sign that your Tawbah has been accepted, your Hajj has been accepted, or your Ramadan has been accepted, or whatever great amal you do, that the life before and the life after is not the same. One important point, my respected brothers, is that shaitan convinces us to do what? When it comes to Tawbah, he says, no problem, make Tawbah, but delay the Tawbah. So a lot of times you find youngsters involved in wrong, they say, when I get old, I'll make Tawbah. What guarantee we got we're going to remain alive? So this is a deception of shaitan, that we fall into this trap, that delay our tawbah. Tawbah is not something that should be delayed. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Have these conditions in the time of tawbah. If afterwards you still go back to the wrong, no problem. Allah is merciful. Make tawbah again. But don't let these ideas that, you know what, I don't want to give it up, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that, cause us to delay the tawbah. Because when Malakul Maut is coming, no one knows. Allah gives tawfiq, subhanAllah.